Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. Yeah, as a schus for a zivig Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shlema and Leo ben Sora, and Mordechai ben Sora, and Lido Nishmas, Malka Basu Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Leo Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Risha Gittel Basu Rav Eliezer ben Rav. First of all, I apologize. Last week, there seemed to have been some technical difficulty, and it seems the sound wasn't working, so my apologies. So I'll try to quickly mention something from last week, and then I want to just expand it a little bit. In Elul, we start saying the Kapitel Chof Zayin in Tehillim, the Dovid Hashem Oiri. And in there is very interesting discussions at the beginning and at the end about Bitochon. Strength in Dovid HaMelech speaks about his bitochon. He says, he's the strength of my life. I have no one to be afraid of. That's my strength is really because of him. Then he says, sorry, they come to attack me. He says, no, nah, he's not afraid. Then at the end he says, Im tokum olai milchoma, mamish, a battle rages against me, a war against me, bezois ani boiteach. In this I trust. So Rashi says, what does it mean, bezois ani boiteach? Rashi says, bezois, that which he said, Hashem mo'ois chayai. Hashem is the strength of my life. It seems that the secret of bitochon, to be able to put one's trust in Hashem, doesn't come with the press of a button. I press a button, now I have bitochon, now I trust. There's an army converging to destroy me. And I press the bitochon button and now I trust Hashem that he's going to take care of me. Were it so simple, it might be good, but it ain't so simple. What happens? Hashem mo'is chayai. Dovid HaMelech is saying that abezois ani boiteach, with Hashem being the strength of my life. In other words, I live my whole life with Hashem. I walk around everything I do. I'm not afraid of anything because Hashem is my strength. I can face any challenge because Hashem is my strength. I don't feel any inadequacy. I feel self-confidence, not because I'm so great and powerful, but Hashem is my strength. When a person has developed this mindset that Hashem is mo'is chayai, mimi efchot, nothing to be afraid of, that's bezois ani boiteach. That means that if I have this attitude that Hashem is my source of strength, then under the worst conditions, when a milchoma befalls me and when they're ready to destroy me and wipe me off the face of the earth, bezois ani boiteach. Hashem mo'is chayai. That's my way of life. That's the way I live. Everything I do, every challenge I face, everything that happens, it's all with the strength of Hashem. So we see that in order to be prepared, that's what Dovid HaMelech is teaching us there. In order to be prepared for the real heavy, dangerous, difficult challenges of life, we need the mindset that permeates our entire existence. Hashem mo'os chayai. Hashem is the strength of my life. So when we start Elul and we want to connect with Hashem, we say, and Elul, the acronym is Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. It's that loving relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know Bitochon is maybe the greatest expression of that relationship. The way to that Bitochon is not overnight. And maybe Elul is a little bit late, but it's better late than never. But it's to recognize Hashem is the strength of my life. We live in a world today where Hashem has sort of been marginalized. And it's very unfortunate. We talk about shidduch crisis, talk about financial crisis, we talk about COVID or other, what's the latest, monkeypox, we talk about pandemics, epidemics, this, that, and the name of Hashem is like not mentioned. What crisis? There's a God in the world. He's in control of everything. Finances? You think it's your MBAs from Harvard? Sorry. Ain't gonna help you at all. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and we tend to, we've sort of forgotten. Dovid HaMelech warned us about this. And he said, the Pasuk says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid. I place Hashem in front of my eyes, Tomid, always. I have to be constantly living in that shadow, constantly living in that awareness. not just, you know, like it's smart. I know. If you ask me out there, yeah, there's a God in the world. If he has, of course Hashem's in control of everything, but let's get back to business. It's a very serious issue. And the end of the pasuk tells us where David HaMelech got the strength from. Shivisi Hashem Alech Dishomit, ki mimini bal emoit. He never allows me to falter because he's right here by my right. He's when I see that Hashem is constantly with me, when I see the Ashgocha Protis, when I see how he's always there for me, then I begin to realize that he's always there. I face him all the time. Shivisi Hashem Alech Dishomit. And that's such a critical lesson today in a world where we sort of marginalize Hashem. You know, it's yitochein, it's possible that a religious person can wake up in the morning, say moide ani, say all the birchas hashachar, say all the psukei dezimra, say the birchas kriyashma, say the shmona esrei, say everything else, all that, and maybe even sit and learn and do mincha and ma'ariv and everything till hamapil at night, the last words in his mouth. And forgive me, not once think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Very possible. I've done it many, many times. It happens. We do it. You know, of course we know, but are we focused? And if we're not focused, we're missing the essence of what life is all about. It's all about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says a person can't be Zekif etzbo lemalo, to go like this. Elim came machrizin all of milamato. Elim came machrizin all of milamalo. To do this, we need the divine assistance. Not only that, I'll tell you more how Hashem is involved. This is scary. Chazal say, "Bechol yoim v'yoim yisroi shalodu miskaber alecha." Yeah, every day the Yitzhara wins the battle. Il mole Hakadosh Baruch Hu oyzro eino yochovay. If not for the fact that Hashem helps him, he would lose to the Yitzhara. Even in Bechira Chofshis, free choice, which it gave us, that's the one power we have to make a choice. Even there, we're losers, if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us. We even need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make the right free choice. We can't do anything without it. And we have to refocus this idea. We have to use, every time we mention the name of Hashem, every time thinking Hashem. Now it's true, we mention the name a lot, and the reason I believe that we mention so much, and there are so many praises and everything, is because every time we deepen our awareness. But that awareness only gets deepened if we're thinking what we're doing. If we're not paying any attention, if the words are just coming out of then it doesn't have any impact, doesn't have any effect. So that's something I think that we have to keep in mind. And especially in the days of Elul, when we're talking about our relationship with Hashem, it's such a beautiful thing, because what it means, you know, I saw the Ralbag. It's actually in Parsha Shoftim. The Ralbag says that when the Torah says that not to be afraid of an enemy that attacks you, Ralbag says you should have bitochen in Hashem. Why? Because Hashem loves you. If we knew how much ani l'dodi v'dodi li means there's a mutual love. If we know Hashem loves us, then it should be like, it's so important for us to constantly think about that. That love gives us strength. That love is what gives us bitochen. That love gives us the power to face all the challenges of life, because I know Hashem is all powerful, that we know, and he also loves me. Loves, he cares, he gets involved. It's a whole different story. I've told this story here many times. I've been doing this for many years, so I'm sure that this story is probably one of my favorite stories. But I'm going to say it again, because I think that it was, in my family, it was the foundation for my children growing up with the recognition of Hashem's involvement. We moved to the San Fernando Valley to make a yeshiva there. It was a very unlikely place to make a yeshiva. It wasn't a community that was ready for what we intended to bring and had to offer. It was a summer night, and of course that means financially we struggled a lot. It was a summer night. My daughter must have been about 8 years old, was going to day camp the next day, and the next day in the day camp they were going on a trip. And she asked her poor father for 75 cents to buy a soda. Why sodas cost 75 cents then, I don't know. But L.A. was always like a, you know, high-end place. But anyway, so I didn't have 75 cents. So she says, what should I do? I say, sit down and say Tehillim. She looked at me a little bit funny, like, you know. But she did it. She's a good girl. She sat with her younger sister and said a few kapitlach Tehillim. And then she says, I don't get it. It's 10:30 at night. I have to leave the house at 7:30 in the morning. You don't have the money. What's the Tehillim going to help? The little kid mumbled something. Maybe someone will think they have to, whatever, give you something. Anyway, she goes without the money. She comes back with a smile and a story. She says, when she went to camp, a friend of hers from whom, who had borrowed 75 cents from her at the Purim carnival, that's 4 or 5 months before, woke up that morning and say, hey, I owe the Cohen girl 75 cents from Purim, the carnival. They never talked about it. They never thought about it. She brought the money to camp. My kid saw, number one, Hashem is involved in their lives. He listens. He's involved even for a lousy 75 cents. He listens to tefillah. He listens to Tehillim. He sends a message from the valley to the city. This girl lived in the city 10 miles away that she shall wake up in the morning and remember something that she hadn't thought about for 4 or 5 months and bring it. And what was it? 75, not 76, not 74, exactly the amount that her poor father refused or didn't refuse. He didn't have at the time to give her. So when they saw this, Hashem's involved in our lives. It's real. Once I know how real it is, once I know how involved he gets, once I know that he's capable of sending messages, of doing anything, and I see it in my own life, it's so much easier to have bitachon. Because I feel the connection. I know the connection. I felt the connection. And that, I really think, is the message of Elul. So when we say L'dovet Hashem Lo'iri every day, twice a day, I guess we say it in Elul, so we should focus on that message. Hashem mo'oiz chayai mimiyafchot. I live with the strength of Hashem. He is my strength. He is my source of strength. And therefore, I'm capable of developing bitochon because of the fact that I know and I live and I'm constantly thinking he's my source of strength. And when if I want to fully remember Hashem in everything I do, ki mimini bal emoit, he won't let me, he's right here to prevent me from faltering. He's right here to take care of me. When I know how involved he is in my life, that gives me the ability to continue focusing, to be positive, to have bitochon. And as we've discussed many years, and we'll continue discussing it this Elul, the idea that in the Yom HaDin, bitochon is a very important factor. A person who has bitochon in the Chaste Hashem by the Yom HaDin can influence the din way beyond even what he deserves by dint of his actions. Good night and call to everyone.